U.S.
You're listening to the Liberty News Radio Network, and this is the Political Cesspool. The Political Cesspool, known across the South and worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program. And here to guide you through the murky waters of the political cesspool is your host, James Edwards.
We're going to the drive-in.
I forgot what we were talking about.
We're going to the drive-in. They do not make them like that. I mean, you can feel that's a Valentine's Day song by Mel Carter. That is Mel Carter for sure.
Well, welcome back to our special Valentine's Day. It's special tonight for a couple of reasons. Number one is Valentine's Day, Saturday evening, February 14th, and we are celebrating the fact, or at least taking it in full stride, that we've been denounced by the United States Congress. So we gave you the backstory on this during the first hour, but, you know, when Paul Bébue was being asked on multiple occasions, being solicited to denounce his association with us, he didn't necessarily have to tell them the entire truth that he had talked with Eddie Miller on multiple occasions at great length, and that he knew and was given full disclosure about who we were, what we truly stand for, and even what the hate groups like ADL and SPLC had said about us. He knew everything, but he didn't have to go that far. He could just say, hey, I discuss legal and law enforcement issues with anyone. He could have just left it at that, but no. He had to lie, so many lies, under oath. I mean, it's very rare that you get to see somebody that you know is lying under oath.
James, I remember he said he was no stranger to a controversy. He could handle anything coming in.
We're going to talk exactly.
We referred him to the website. He knew exactly what he was getting into. He lied through his teeth. He like I said before, he invited me to come down. He was so enamored with the cesspool. He said that we were great Americans. That's recorded. You can go back in the archives.
Well, he actually even mentions on the air with us in that show that he appeared. He references some of, I don't recall the date of it. It was in July of 2010. In that interview, he references one of the private conversations he had with you on the air with us. So that should pretty much, I mean, just tell the story. And then, of course, he calls us great Americans and all that. After, you know, the news came down on him.
Yeah, he admitted on air that he'd had a prior conversation with me. And then he, like Scoop said, he perjured himself on the House of Congress and said he'd never.
But here's
done
the thing that we mentioned. You know, this guy, despite the fact that he's a degenerate, that he's, you know, having a hypocrite in having, it's one thing to be a homosexual, but it's another to be a homosexual having an affair with an illegal alien while you're pretending to be one of the great defenders of our border. But he has done, here's the thing, he has done some good things on the border. He has put his life on the line to some extent and in some circumstances on the border. That's when we had him on in the first place before we knew everything else. But he will go down there as a sheriff and walk the border, put his life on the line, but he runs like,
that's right,
he runs like a girl when
James, you remember
when they call him a racist?
The drug cartel had a $1 million reward for his head. They had a $1 million reward out for his head back in 2010. Yet he's and I said, I remember we said, well, you need to get a bodyguard, you need to get escorts. He said no. He's not afraid of that, but he's afraid of being identified with the cesspool. I don't get it.
And who are we again? Four out of six of us on the active staff have served honorably in the United States Armed Forces, never committed a crime other than speeding tickets. You know, we are morally sound, God-fearing people. Yeah, I'm the kind of guy you want to be friends with. You know, not people like Steve Cohen. Steve Cohen, you know, but again, you know, a couple of degenerates. I mean, little did we know the true character of Paul Bebeau on some other things. But listen, we got to go to Matt the Copperhead, who's been waiting since the first hour. And we're going to play another clip, and we're going to finally get in at what I promised we'd get into the first hour. We're going to get into in this next segment the personal denunciation that Eddie's own United States representative in Congress hurled at us. Eddie is one of his constituents. You know, is that proper form? We'll talk about that. But let's first go to the Copperhead. Copperhead, take it away.
Into the breach again, my dear friends. Into the breach again.
Well, as Liam Neeson said in, I can't remember the movie, but once more into the fray, into the last good battle we'll ever know, or something along those lines.
Right to the sound of the guns.
That's right. Fight
of our
well, this isn't the last battle.
To this day. Guys, I'm so proud and honored to be in a little way a part of this show that is the Congressional Show of Record, the only radio show that I know of, and the only radio show I even want to be a part of.
God bless you.
I remember vividly, Scoop and I went to D.C. We were standing in Congressman Steve Cohen's office and was speaking to his highest staff member on behalf of Eddie Miller, and I'm infuriated right now. And the reason is that this is shirking of duty, nothing less than it. Besides his political beliefs, his moral beliefs, whatever, you know, he's just a schmuck nevish. He swore to the Constitution of the United States for his constituency and to defend the Constitution. And what he is choosing, the cherry pick of who he's going to fight for, who he's going to represent, is an absolute abomination. You know, Eddie Miller, who served this country valiantly in Vietnam as a combat medic, didn't get to choose who he was going to take care of on a battlefield, whose hand he was going to stick in and stop the bleeding, of whether it was some mestizo kid from Corpus Christi, Texas, a black kid from Mobile, or a white kid from his part of Memphis. You know, he did his honor and he did his duty.
Man, I would like to thank you. I may not have said that again, but I would love to thank you and Scoop again. I remember when y'all went to Congress and spoke on my behalf, and I will be in your debt for the day I die for that. That took a lot of guts, a lot of courage, and I love you. I can't think of anyone else that's ever gone that far out on the limb for me, Matt. And I really appreciate you.
I always love you, Eddie. I love all you guys, and it's not going to stop here. I say we take a tactic out of the book, of their book, and we go up to Washington, back to his office, do a stand-in, get some answers, get some people with us. How about his congressional office in the district? Let's do a Saturday show right in his office, right outside. Bring the flag along, boys.
Well, let me tell you something. We're not running. We're gonna send him a certified letter. We're going to send every one of the Congress I guess you have to say people now because they have women up there. But every one of the members of Congress that denounced us in that official hearing denounced us on the record, official record of the United States Congress. We've been denounced. And for what? For what? For nothing. That's what. Nothing that we're ashamed of, but for God's sake. We're going to send them all a certified letter and an email. They're going to get it. We're going to invite them on. And if they won't come on our turf, we'll allow them to invite us up to Washington. Because we sure as hell like to talk to them, I can tell you that. Don't talk about us, talk with us.
Amen. These that want to say that everything's going to be fine when we're no longer the majority have got another thing coming. I love you guys. I love our people.
Love you too.
Ready for another fight. God bless.
God bless you, Matt. Matt the Copperhead, everybody. We'll be back, and we're going to play that clip of Eddie's congressman talking about us right after this.
With autumn in the air, it's time to think about getting ready for winter. And it's time to save at HerbalHealer.com. You'll find amazing seasonal savings to prepare you for the fight against cold and flu season. Like Oregacillin to promote lung health. 30 capsules, regularly $34.95, now only $25. HHA Olive Leaf, the natural antiviral, normally $16.95, now 60 capsules are just $12. HHA Elderberry Power, a great flu and virus fighter, regularly $16.95, 60 capsules, now $10. Save on all our homeopathic detoxes. Choose from lungs, kidney, liver, brain, libido, or whole body, normally $26.95, now just $20. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click on the Fall Winter Specials button to save on all our natural cold and flu fighting products. Also,
also explore our Herbal Healer Academy correspondence courses that teach you how to handle your health naturally. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The word vigor is defined in the dictionary as health and strength in body and mind. Do you have enough health and strength in body and mind? Would you like to pursue life with passion? Would you like to know where you stand when it comes to your vigor score? That's right. There's a free scientific test you could take now that'll help you find out what your vigor score is. Then you can do things to improve that score. Did you know that? It's absolutely free, F-R-E-E free. All you got to do is get a hold of Kurt Crosby. You can do so, C-U-R-T. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. Or call Kurt at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Would you like to learn about the scientifically proven vigor test? It's free. How would you like to improve your vigor score? Again, inexpensive solutions are available now. Call Kurt Crosby at 801-669-2211. Or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com for your free vigor score test today.
We fought, we learned, we struggled, we won. Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Searching, searching, every night and day, if we gotta keep on the run, follow the sun.
To get on the show and speak with James and the gang, call us toll free at 1-866-986-6397. And now back to tonight's show.
I will follow him. Follow him wherever he may go. There isn't an ocean too deep, a mountain so high it can't keep me away. I must follow him. Ever since he
all
touched
right, everybody.
My hand,
happy Valentine's Day again to everyone. It's great to be in here on Valentine's Day. With the blessing of our wives, of course, who are at home tonight. I took my wife out last night. We went to a church thing about the biblical roles of marriage. We're going to talk about that in a second. But first, let's now get to the nitty-gritty. Let's get to this second clip now. This was the another one of the multiple occasions that Congress solicited the denunciation of us and our radio program by Sheriff Paul Bebue. And this is actually Eddie's own congressman speaking.
Bless him.
Congressman Steve Cohen, Jewish Democrat out of Memphis. I say he's Eddie's congressman and not mine. You know, Memphis is a pretty big town, so I think there's three different representatives that siphon off parts of Memphis. I am in the 8th district. Eddie is in the 9th. And so he is Eddie's and not mine, and I'm proud of it. But let's play that clip now if we can.
You were on some radio show that's a political cesspool, which is appropriately named, I think, having read about it. You regret having done that, do you not?
Through the chair, that was probably 4 years ago. We had no idea of their background and that they had made statements that were appeared bigoted or racist. I don't associate with that, and we immediately disavowed any of their beliefs or past statements. It has nothing to do with me.
Good, good. And you've become, I guess, more careful about what shows you're on.
We've been on probably as many as you, if not more. And so I have a staff member that vets everybody, and somehow at that point that slipped through, and we immediately ensured the public knew that, in fact, we reject those people if anybody, whoever they are, have those beliefs.
I thank you for that, and I know people can make mistakes. And as a matter of fact, I think one of our colleagues, who I respect greatly, went on that show and didn't know either. So people can make mistakes, and I appreciate your making clear that that was a mistake, because the fact is they're out of my district apparently, but some of the stuff they stand for is reprehensible, and I thank you for your honesty.
All right, here's the thing. He lied. Thank you for your honesty. He lied the entire time. And you remember, Eddie, the old show trials? Do you now or have you ever been a member of the Communist Party? You know, that's what they used to ask. Well, this is what – let me translate what you just heard from Congressman Steve Cohen and Sheriff Paul Bebue. What you really heard was the congressman asking the sheriff, do you now or have you ever believed that white people deserve representation too? And what Bebue answered was, absolutely not. I'm innocent, I swear.
You nailed it. You nailed it. You know, and I would like to point out this congressman just told a lie. Just so happens I am in his district. The one and only time I was ever idiot enough to go to a congressman's office to try to seek some help. You know, I have several checks coming in. There's a bill collector who says, I had some kind of a student loan debt back in the 80s. I can't even remember. They take money out of my Social Security check every month. We get no statement. They don't tell us how much we owe, when it's going to start, when it's going to begin. So I go up to Cohen's office expecting maybe to get some kind of help. Well, he wouldn't even see me. He put this novice on, this bimbo who's in law school. And what the bimbo did, he gave the people my home address, my home phone number, my cell phone number, and I got unending soliciting calls. But so the congressman not only did he not help me, he made it 10 times worse. You know, but I guess he is too busy licking his wounds because he got rejected from the black congressional caucus. And let me tell you something else too. I watched the YouTube presentation when Governor Jesse Ventura walked into Congressman Cohen's office and nailed him for being a sponsor of a bill that's got concentration camps, FEMA concentration camps, building in the United States of America. Cohen lied through his teeth, said he knew nothing about it, and the Governor Ventura nailed him. He said, well, that's funny, Congressman, because your name is down there as being the sponsor of the bill. And I remember Cohen says, well, you know, I think that, you know, the joke to my memory, I think I do remember something about that bill. But, you know, but I'm not really quite for sure if it was concentration camps. You know, well, yeah, yes, that's what they are. They're concentration camps. But he got nailed on that. I can't believe he would lie and say I'm not in his district. Well, you know what? You know what, Cohen? I don't need you. I don't need you. Vladimir Putin sticks up for me a hell of a lot more than you ever did. In fact, I would probably get better representation from the Russian government over there than I do here, because it's plain as hell I'd get zero reputation here. It'd be bad enough I didn't get any reputation. Just don't persecute me, man, for the beliefs I have.
Eddie the Bombardier Miller, man, you got my blood boiling right now.
You know, stop sticking the IRS on me. You've had a lien on my house in 2003. You've got a lien on everything I have. Stop persecuting me, you maggot.
Oh, the Bombardier, you've got my blood. My hair standing on end, because that is the God's honest truth, for God's sake. I mean, here we are, and we're going to play a clip in just a second of what Paul Bebue said to you before Congress and the media went after him. But for God's sake, isn't everyone, regardless of political ideology, entitled to representation from their elected representatives? And here's this guy, Eddie the Bombardier Miller, a taxpayer, a combat medic, a veteran, honorable discharge. He's worked his whole life as a registered nurse. I mean, this guy is one of the most morally sound and honorable people I've ever met. He went last year to ask Steve Cohen, his elected member of Congress, for help on a constituent issue. And not only did Cohen not help Eddie or even return his call, he made the problem worse for him. And then he gets on C-SPAN at this House Judicial Committee hearing and persecutes Eddie and makes Eddie out to be some sort of a villain. I'll tell you what, you know, Steve Cohen isn't suited to carry Eddie's dirty underwear.
You know, one more thing, James, and I'm not going to toot my own horn. I just signed up. I volunteered last week for the Church Health Center. Now, if they get wind of this, they probably will not allow me to do it. I have volunteered my services free of charge. It costs me money to drive down there to use my skills as a registered nurse to work on these poor blacks. 90% of the people that come in the Church Health Center are black, and I help them. Just like Matt said, when I come in, when somebody's sick, especially a sick kid, I don't see color, I don't see jack. That's what Eddie Miller is, and I'm going to shut up. I'm not going to brag about myself too much, but that just sets me on fire.
Quickly.
What the hell has Cohen ever done except tax the living hell out of people like me and James?
I've never seen Eddie with such a righteous anger.
I'm going to get righteous.
Come here.
I'm going to give Eddie a hug right now.
As we're live on the air, I'm going to give this man a hug. I'm literally hugging Eddie the Bombardier Miller right now.
If they get us, we're going to go down fighting this to hell with them. If they get us, they'll get it from the bushes. Because I tell you, I'm not afraid to die. And they kill us, I know we're going to heaven. And you know what? And you, Cohen, and y'all, you other homosexuals up there in Washington, D.C., sooner or later, you're going to have to die. And you're going, you know where you're going? You're going to the Great White Throne Judgment. And if you don't know what that is, look up what the Great White Throne Judgment is in the Bible. It will burn the hair off your butt.
All right. I don't know how long this clip is and if we have enough time to work it in this segment. Do we? We're going to put it on the next segment. We're going to hear what Sheriff Paul Barbeau said to Eddie the Bombardier Miller when he was live on the political cesspool. And this was, of course, after numerous conversations that he now alleges never to have occurred, even though Eddie's phone records at the time backed up the fact that not only did he have multiple conversations with Sheriff Paul Barbeau's press secretary, he had multiple conversations with Sheriff Paul Barbeau himself, at which point he went into great detail that what we stood for, honestly, and what other people have attacked us as. And we'll get the full scoop from Eddie as to what Paul Barbeau's reaction was. And here's the thing, though. Since when does a guest on a radio program have to believe and subscribe to everything the hosting staff has ever done, thought, or believed in order to appear and speak to their audience, which is, in our case, a very big audience? Never is that applied except for with us.
That's
we got to take
point.
A break. We got to take a break. We'll talk about it when we come back.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
The Occidental Quarterly fills a unique niche in bringing together scholarly articles on a wide range of topics that are mired in political correctness elsewhere. It is edited by Professor Kevin MacDonald, who's no stranger to listeners of the political cesspool. There are quite a few reasons for the precarious state of our civilization and our people, but one of the main ones is that we have lost the intellectual and moral high ground to a cultural elite that is hostile to our people and our culture. Those of us who are politically aware must understand that the elites dominating culture and the political process in the West are intellectually and morally bankrupt. TOQ is the key. Digital download subscriptions are only $30 a year. Subscriptions by first-class mail are only $60 a year. Go to TOQonline.com and click on subscribe now. In addition to receiving fascinating and informative articles, you will also be supporting the work of scholars who are part of a community defending our people and our culture with the highest level of integrity and intellectual sophistication. That's TOQonline.com. Subscribe now.
Are you sick and tired of just being sick and tired? Are you sick and tired of being told that you are somehow privileged? Are you sick and tired of being told to shut up, both at work and at school? Are you sick and tired of panhandlers pestering you whenever you go out to shop or to eat? Are you sick and tired of jobs that never come and an economy that never goes anywhere? Are you sick and tired of having to take orders from incompetence? Are you sick and tired of movies and television shows that depict a white man as a bumbling incompetent? Are you sick and tired of a government that welcomes non-white immigrants and exposes you to diseases? If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then the American Freedom Party is for you. Connect with us, theamericanfreedomparty.us. Once again, theamericanfreedomparty.us.
Each week, the political cesspool, known worldwide as the South's foremost populist conservative radio program, hits the airwaves to bring you the other side of the news and to report on events which are vital to your welfare but are hushed up or distorted by the mainstream media. However, to continue doing this, we need your support. Go online at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a safe and secure donation. If you prefer not to make an online donation, you can send us a check or money order to the address on the website. No matter which way you choose, The Political Cesspool needs your support. Go online to www.thepoliticalcesspool.org and make a donation today. It's time to jump back into the political cesspool. To be part of the show and have your voice heard around the world, call us at 1-866-986-6397.
My wife is ready when I get home tonight. We're going to the drive-in. I love you, Brenda.
Only the political cesspool can sing to Johnny Rivers as he pays homage to that icon of Valentine's Day, Cupid himself, here on the political cesspool, and then segue into this. You know, people ask, sometimes they say we should change the name of the show to something more uplifting, like, I don't know, whatever.
Yeah, over our dead bodies.
Well, we've got a brand now, so it's hard to do. But number two, I mean, this is a political cesspool.
That's right. We're going to stay with the one what took us to the dance, folks. Forget that name change. It ain't going
to
happen.
Well, I'm just saying it comes up from time to time. It's not like a big movement, but I'm proud of the name because, you know, we deal with the political cesspool. What we face in Washington is a political cesspool. And only on the political cesspool can we segue in from that feel-good music to something so unseemly. But anyway, getting back to the story, and we were talking about the denunciation that Eddie received from his own congressman. We have a picture of him here on our website, thepoliticalcesspool.org. You see it there, Eddie.
Oh,
but
man,
the thing about Steve Cohen is he's a rabidly left-leaning congressman. He was publicly humiliated after his initial election to Congress by being denied membership into the Black Congressional Caucus. Now, he's a white Jew, but he wanted to be in the Black Caucus because Memphis is mostly black, and
he's black on the inside, James. It's the same thing.
Black-hearted
brigand.
There you go. But we can talk another time about there being no negative stigma, no negative press stemming from an all-black legislative body denying membership to a non-black congressman. I guess only whites are allowed to be punished for attempting to practice their freedom of association. But the Congressional Black Caucus, that's all well and good. They deny membership to this guy, and I'm not crying a crocodile tear over that. But I'm just saying, it goes to show the kind of guy he is. Oh, and by the way, while we're on the topic of Cohen, very quickly, the extremist website Daily Kos took issue with a recent redistricting in Tennessee. You know, this guy, Steve Cohen, was not always Eddie's representative. He used to be represented by Marsha Blackburn, but they redrew the lines a couple of years ago, and the Daily Kos took issue with that. Steve Cohen is now Eddie's representative, and they are so upset.
Well, he is, but he isn't.
He is, but he isn't, right. But the Daily Kos was so upset that Steve Cohen represents the part of Memphis that we live in, the suburbs, and they mentioned here, and I quote, Millington, which is where one of our affiliates can be found, AM 1380, is now representative by Steve Cohen. Yes, the home of the political cesspool is now in Steve Cohen's district, but not any of the Jewish institutions of Memphis. So those are the lamentations from the Daily Kos. But getting back to Paul Babiaux, now he's the reason all of this came up, at least somewhat, because he had appeared on our show and he was testifying before this congressional committee hearing on immigration. Let's listen to what Paul Babiaux said about the political cesspool in his own appearance on this show. Let's play that clip now. This is from Paul Babiaux. Specifically of Eddie Miller, this is what Paul Babiaux said live on the air on the political cesspool in July of 2010.
Well, Eddie, well, first one, you're a great American, and I know you're driven by a sense of passion and purpose that really has helped form this great republic that we're blessed to live in. And that's what it's going to take is men and women across America to see the direction of our country and how it's really we're going down the wrong path. And I think we're just not running or jogging. We're sprinting down the path of socialism. And then here, this threat that is presented against not just Arizona and your fellow Americans who are out here that are living with this, that have a half a million, a million illegals that are coming in, literally an invasion into Arizona, when 17% of them have a criminal record already in our state, never mind the country they come from. We can't even check their records. So this is why we have some of the highest crime rates in all of America here. So to have you come out, I would be honored to welcome you to Pinal County. So you could tell all of your listeners that truly firsthand what's going on. Because you can hear about it all day, but it's not real until you can communicate it and convey it to all your loyal listeners around America to show them not just all these people that are coming in, but the trash that they leave. Tons and tons of trash in our desert, in the environment, that the pursuits, you'll probably, because I'll hook you up with one of our squared away deputies in western Pinal County. Just in one of our three patrol regions, we get in two or three pursuits every night.
Okay, now listen, that was Sheriff Paul Bebue on his one and only appearance on the Political Cesspool. Now, does that sound like a guy who knew a little bit about us and was comfortable with us? He invited, not only did he call us great Americans, but he invited Eddie Miller to come down to Pinal County, Arizona, go on a ride-along with him. He said he would hook him up with a deputy so he could see firsthand what's going on the border. Now, does that sound like somebody that had spoken with us before or didn't know us from Adam? Now, here's the thing. If we had known about Paul Bebue's hypocrisy and the homosexual aspect, we would have probably not had him on. Well, certainly not had him on with the hypocrisy aspect. But
he just kept it in the closet, and, you know, I mean.
But here's the question. No, Congress didn't bring that up. See, Congress can't even do enough due diligence to find out what he said about us on the air. And he also, in another part of that show, references a conversation that he had with Eddie Miller one-on-one that he said before Congress never happened. He said he never had any contact with us before he was on the air with us. And after the show, he immediately denounced us once the media told him what the SPLC had to say about us, for God's sake. Not the truth, but what the SPLC said. Eddie, let me ask you right now before God and country, did you ever talk with Sheriff Paul Bebue before his appearance on the show? And in this conversation, did you tell him what we were all about and what others had said about us?
I talked to the sheriff. In one segment, at one time, he called my house. We talked for at least 45 minutes. We talked about hunting. I said, I would love to come out there hunting coos deer and mule deer. He said, come on. We talked to him. Was Tim Gaffney his deputy? Deputy. I talked to Tim Gaffney. I said, look, I don't want to come out there with just my ding-dong in my hand because it's a wild and woolly country. I've got a 300 Winchester Magnum. I've got a Remington model of 7.3 430-06 semi-automatic at 357. He said, bring him on, brother. He said, bring him on. Because I didn't want to go out there empty-handed. It's kind of dangerous out there. It was just like two guys talking about going deer hunting. I was really admired him. I was really fired up. I talked to him, I'd say, James, four, five, six times. I talked to Tim Gaffney, his chief of PR deputy, who had been injured in a motorcycle wreck. It was no longer at the time I talked to Gaffney. He was no longer doing motorcycle duty. But he was as friendly as Bebue. Yeah, come on. We'll set you up. We'll give you a bunk. We'll fix you up. He said, I'll fix you up with my most squared away tight deputy. You can ride on patrols. I said, I would love to do that. I was planning on doing a show from the border in the Political Cesspool. I was so excited about it, man. I wanted to go so bad. And then all hell broke loose.
But then did you tell him in advance what the ADL and SPLC had said about
us? Yes, I did. I told him, I said, and when you come on, I said, and I want you to go to our website. I want you to read that sucker and memorize it if you have to. I want you to see, you know. Yeah, amen. Bring up Obama in Congress. You know, I said, I want you to know what we stand for. And he said, and I can quote 90%. He said, man, I am no stranger to controversy. I don't care what they say about me. I'm coming.
Let's play the soundbite real quick. We got another one from Paul Bebue.
I'm the first, and not that it's about politics, but this is what President Obama is doing. He's made it political rather than national security and about public safety. He's undermined the rule of law, and he has intentionally undermined law enforcement. Now, they're even, I'm not up for re-election until 2012, but they're already raising money against me and trying to recruit candidates out here in my county because I'm the first elected Republican since 1875 in this county.
My God.
So we're trying to ramp up on our efforts to be strong, not only to deliver the truth. We used to be a sanctuary county, and they used to let all the illegals go. But when I was elected sheriff and I told the people, that's not going to happen because this isn't this is a federal responsibility, but it's our problem.
All right, so, I mean, you know, he talks a big game, but listen.
It broke our heart, James, because, I hate to cut in. Beckman, listen, I had so much faith in him. I feel like I was made a fool. I mean, I thought we were a hero of him. We were lying.
But this is the point.
He broke my heart. He lied.
We can stand someone disagreeing with us. We can stand someone changing their mind and then regretting coming on this show for whatever reason. What I can't stand is a damn liar.
Amen.
And that is what he was. He told lies from the pit of hell repeatedly to the media before Congress. I don't like being lied about because I am not a liar.
Amen.
We're going to take a break.
Let's hang on and come back to the political cesspool right after these messages here on the Liberty News Radio Network.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental. Where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the Temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Get on the show, call us on James's dime at 1-866-986-6397.
Caught on the eye, must we say good time we part.
That is Jay and the Americans, the voice, Jay Black, with Katarmia for Valentine's Day. A quick word from Eddie Miller. Eddie came up with something during the break. He's just passionate about this. And then we're going to play another clip. And then I'm going to read our official open letter to Congress all in this segment. Go quick, Eddie.
I'm going to tell you people, I've never been so proud of being a Cesspoolian. I've never been so proud of myself. I've never, ever in my life been so proud of James Edwards. He has not backed down an inch. Let me tell you what this man sacrificed, my dear spirit son. This man has a five-year-old. She'll be 5 years old in March. He has an infant in there, an infant suckling babe. He's struggling to make a living. We don't get 15 cents out of this show. Me and Keith come out here, cost us money. And you know what? We are chancing right now. We're in the crosshairs, man, of the beast. We're not backing down. Here's what you people are getting. This is what you got people sticking up for you every week. You know, we could get sniped in the driveway. People have been killed defying the government for less than what we do. But I tell you, we spit in your eye. We spit in the eye of the beast. I'm going to tell you what the Muslims are right. This government here has become the great Satan. They're persecuting people like James Edwards, who's a rock-hard Christian. He takes his kids to church every week. He's teaching them right from wrong. He's teaching them the gospel of Jesus Christ. Me, look, y'all know my background. I have never been so proud of this man. I'm going to tell you something else, people. Me and James Edwards, you ain't seen Jack. We'll fight. We'll fight to the last bullet. We run out of our bullets, rhetorically speaking. We'll fight with our bayonets. We'll break our bayonets off. We're going to fight with rocks. We will never, ever, ever surrender in a million years. We will fight you from the grave. So bring on what you got, you rotten sodomite congressman, Sodom on the Potomac. Be damned. Go to hell. We are not afraid of you. You're not going to shut us up.
Eddie, when we take
we'll fight to the end. We're never going to give up. I'm so proud of the Beast people. I'm so proud of you,
Eddie,
James.
If you don't tell us how you really feel, I'm going to be disappointed.
Well, I'm going to try, man. Well, I'm so proud of Sam. I'm surprised Sam has got us on the show tonight. I mean, they're going to be after him, too. But I'm telling you, read about the friends of Bill. Look at Bill Clinton. There's probably been 200 people killed that are associated with Bill Clinton that have done less than what he's done.
Let me tell you what. I do believe that this is one of our finest hours, only because we have been denounced by Congress, and this is the response. This is the response that any decent and righteous and God-fearing American should have to being attacked by those who, in many cases, I believe are traitors to this country and to our Constitution.
We're in danger.
One of our finest hours right here, you're listening to it. We've done 10 years and over 1,000 shows over the years. This is one of our finest hours. You're listening to it live tonight. One more clip we want to play from that original interview with Paul Babiou that we had. He invited not just Eddie Miller, but he invited the listeners of the Political Cesspool to be part of his official posse in helping him secure the border. Let's play that clip now.
They go to the website. I'll put that up in this coming week, how they can help, too, and how to become, if they were interested in becoming a posse member. The sheriff can also appoint members of the posse. But it's a 380-hour training academy, and when they come out, they have to do 150 hours of a field training with other senior posse members. And they can help, and they help. They're armed, and they wear a uniform, and we don't have enough patrol cars for every single posse member, but when they go out on their shift and they go out and help our deputies, they take traffic wrecks, they transport prisoners, and we're looking to ramp up our efforts and to have more men and women that are out here protecting our families, because we don't have enough.
Well, Sheriff, right. I'm no, you know.
Eddie, got to break in. We're about to run out of time. This has been absolutely. All right, so that was Paul Babiou in the original interview that we had with him, inviting Political Cesspool members to come to Arizona.
And we were coming.
Where he would arm them and put them as part of his official posse. Again, I ask you, ladies and gentlemen and members of Congress, does that sound like someone who knew about us and who agreed with us and who wanted us to be part of the crew, or someone who just came on a show that he had no knowledge about? Do you think he would call us great Americans? Do you think he would invite us to come down and do ride-alongs? Do you think he would invite our audience to come and be members of his posse if he didn't think that we were on the right side of things at the time? And then the media comes, and then Congress comes, and he lies, he denies us as Peter denied Christ.
And meanwhile, the Steve Coins and the Obamas of the world are fighting directly against Babu, you baboon. And we the cesspool listeners who invited to come down there were going to put our life on the line. We were going to sacrifice our money, and we were going to fight for America to protect our border. Meanwhile, the Congress of the United States, including you, Cohen, were down there doing everything you can to destroy the border, to destroy the Constitution of the United States. You're the lawbreaker, Cohen, not the political cesspool.
Amen to that. Never have we broken a law. Never have any of us. People are probably wondering where Keith is tonight. Keith had to be out of town this evening. He'll be back with us next week. Winston also wanted to be part of the show tonight, but the courtroom transcriptionist that makes him available to our audience was on a Valentine's date with her husband. So, very appropriately so. So Winston couldn't be here tonight, but I collaborated with Winston earlier this week. Winston and I worked together to write this open letter to Congress, and I'd like to read it now as kind of the closing point on this. This is the official letter that we wrote to Congress, an open letter that we posted to our website, and here's what it reads. In a recent House committee hearing on immigration enforcement, Congress saw fit to delve into Sheriff Paul Babu's appearance on the political cesspool in 2010. Just what his appearance on our show has to do with immigration enforcement is still a mystery. But for whatever reason, you took advantage of the stage to attack me, former combat medic and registered nurse Eddie Miller, and our radio show. I am proud to say that the political cesspool radio program is pro-white. We have seen the destructive effects of forcing different races and cultures into close association with each other, and we have seen that in almost every instance, white people suffer terribly from the consequences. We hate no one for their skin color, but we think that all people, including white people, have the right to free association with their own kind without being insulted or threatened. We deplore violence, save for self-defense. We wish only the best for all races, equal opportunity for all, special privileges for none. But we are especially concerned with the welfare and existence of our family, our people, just as Mr. Cohen is especially concerned with the welfare of Jewish people, and just as Mr. Jeffries is especially concerned with welfare of black people. There is a congressional caucus for every race and ethnicity, yet not one for whites. When someone wants to establish advocacy for European Americans, such as we do here on the political cesspool, they are immediately and viciously pounced upon and subjected to the vilest venom and toxic rhetoric imaginable. Even on college campuses, efforts to establish white student unions are portrayed as the actions of white supremacists. We at the political cesspool reject the notions that white people are not entitled to advocacy and are not entitled to the benefits of ethnic cohesiveness enjoyed by every other race. Your source of information about me and the political cesspool is the Southern Poverty Law Center, a thoroughly discredited organization whose reputation has never survived journalistic investigation. Calling itself a civil rights organization that tracks and monitors hate groups, the SPLC is actually a money-making machine that applies inscrutable and dubious criteria to brand as racist people and organizations with whom they target for demonization to donors. The SPLC doesn't monitor hate groups, it manufactures them.
Amen.
Finally, while both of you made conspicuous efforts to solicit Sheriff Babu to disavow and separate himself from his appearance on the political cesspool, neither of you pointed out to his stunning hypocrisy in being, quote, the face of Arizona border security, end quote, even as he was carrying on a homosexual relationship with an illegal alien. Had we known that he was such a hypocrite as well as a degenerate, we would have never invited him on the show, for he is unworthy of our audience. If anyone was sullied by his appearance on our show, it was us. No retreat, no surrender, no apology. Signed, James Edwards, founding host, the Political Cesspool Radio Program.
Got that
and I
right.
want to thank Winston for helping me write that.
Winston is the man. Winston is the man. And I'd like to point out, James, how about anybody ever hear of LULAC, La Raza, the ADL? I mean, they're all hate organizations. I can point out too, the congressman like Ed Cohen, Steve Cohen, he's not a Christian. People, the people like in my church that I've left, the Baptist church, you stop worshiping these synagogue of Satan Jews. You know, this guy, he's not a Christian. I equate them in the same boat as I do a Muslim, a Hindu, a Shinto, a Taoist, a Maoist, a witch doctor. They are not Christians, people. They can they be saved? Yes, they can. Yes, they can come to Christ like anybody else, but they're not. They're attacking Christ. What you're seeing is Steve Coyne. You're seeing the Pharisees and the scribes that attacked Jesus Christ 2,000 years ago. You're seeing his banker brethren that Jesus Christ took a whip of a bullwhip and ran out of the temple. The money changers, the bankers, the same money changing bankers, the Jew bankers that Christ got out of, ran out of the temple. They're the ones that are persecuting us to this day.
And here's the thing: they are the same ones that married themselves. The Obama administration put, I think, Al Sharpton in charge of being the voice of the administration with regards to Ferguson. They will get into bed and in league with a true race baiter and a hater of other people like Al Sharpton, but then denounce us. I mean, it doesn't even begin to make sense. And I'll tell you,
they were the spirits in high. They were the evil spirit in high places that me and Sam talked about a week or two ago. I think it's Ephesians 12.
Well, it is what it is, and we will not back down. And
never.
Folks, we spent 2 hours on this just to show you.
Another hour of.
Don't be scared. Don't be scared to be right. We'll be take a break. We got a guest coming up right after this.
Right here on the Liberty News Radio Network.